Everybody, this is Danilo Cuellar from peacefulanarchism.com. Still out here in the beautiful Catskills Mountains with the magnificent nature that surrounds us all. I have some friends that live in an area that is well populated by Hasidic Jews. And they tell me that these Hasidic Jews move into an area, breed, populate themselves, occupy positions on the board of education for the public school system, and then influence laws for local, town, and state governments. And they say that this is a terrible thing, that this is immoral, that they do not contribute value to the society that they live in. They just reform and change everything to suit their religion. And I was reflecting on this idea, and I came to the conclusion that I don't think it's immoral that these Hasidic Jews do these things. Because the root of the problem is not the Hasidic Jews. The root of the problem is not those people that vie to sit on the throne of power. The root of the problem is not those mega corporations that survive on the corporate shield, on sovereign immunity, and through their lobbying, armies of lobbyists influence the passage of laws and regulations. No, they are not the root of the problem. The root of the problem is the existence of the state itself, is the existence of the throne of power. We do not condemn the lioness for hunting and killing the gazelle because it is in their nature. We do not condemn lobbyists and the corporations they work for trying to buy off a politician or pass a specific law or specific regulation through bribery because it is in their nature. There is no moral way to wield the guns of the state. There is no moral way to use state power. The state is the symbolic representation of the violation of consent. It is by definition a monopoly on violence. It does not require your consent. The root of the problem is that people believe that the state is a necessary institution for civilization. The root of the problem is that people believe that the actions of agents of the state can solve complex societal problems. This is akin to saying if you were to start a chess game with somebody, you were to bring a gun or a knife. This is akin to saying if there's a problem with your smartphone, a gun will solve it. No, we need much more nuanced, much more delicate and gentle ways of solving our problems. There is no moral way to wield state power. It is the belief in statism, the belief in authority, that is the root. I therefore do not condemn the Hasidic Jews for recognizing that if you want to control an area, a population, you must appeal to the local and state governments. If you want to reform the school system, you must occupy the board and reform it through this means. I would not say they are evil. I would say they see an opportunity and they take it. They are opportunists. There is no moral way to describe taxation. Taxation is not voluntary. Taxation is theft. If you would voluntarily support an idea, you would not need to be threatened by the guns of the state to do it. If you would voluntarily support an idea, you would do it voluntarily. You would patronize a business. You would buy their product. You would buy their service. So the problem is never those opportunists who seek out the guns of the state to enhance their own objective. This is known as rent-seeking. These are not the problems. These are the symptoms of the problem. They are merely focusing their energies where they believe they can do the most good for their cause. So therefore, we must recognize the root of the problem is the initiation of force in all aspects, in all manifestations. From the individual level of basic theft, assault, rape, and murder, all the way up to the societal level of the state. It is the violation of consent. That is the root problem. That is the bane of humanity. And once we can recognize this, we will be well on our way to realizing a truly thriving and prosperous future. I await that future with bated breath, But in the meantime, I will be singing praises to voluntarism, free markets, and capitalism. I hope you will join me. Thank you very much for listening. This is Danilo Cuellar from peacefulanarchism.com. Enjoy the mountains. Have a magnificent day. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this content and would like to see more of it, please feel free to donate and help me interview other fascinating people. You can do so through Patreon. That's patreon.com/peacefulanarchism to help me out. $1 a show is all I ask. If you feel so inclined to donate more, please feel free. It will only assist me in spreading the message of freedom and voluntarism that much farther and that much more efficiently. You can also donate to my Bitcoin. My Bitcoin address is in the description to my videos as well as on my website, peacefulanarchism.com. And while you're on my site, there's a donate button to donate through PayPal. If you prefer to donate through PayPal, you can do so with that. But Patreon is a little bit easier for content creators, as you can set up a recurring donation if you so desire. Also, while you're on my website, peacefulanarchism.com, please feel free to sign up, enter your email address, sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive updates every time I post something, a video or an interview. I do not send out any spam. Or you can also follow me on Facebook, under facebook.com/peacefulanarchism or facebook.com/DaniloCuellar3, I believe. DaniloCuellar3. So either one of those methods, if you are able to donate, I would be most appreciative. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a magnificent day.